Western Valley boys basketball has reached its conclusion, and OABCIG, as here he is, the man, Falcons coach Steve Brown, joins us here in the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake post-game show to recap the 67-37 win over Ridgeview. Congrats, coach. You started out red hot from beyond the arc, up 9 points at the end of the first quarter, hit 5 of your 10 threes in that first 8 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we were able to, when it came out at 1-3-1, we had to kind of flatten things out on the baseline, and that's a shot you're going to get, and we're not too bad at it.
And you led by 16 at halftime and put this game away with a 16-0 run to start the third quarter.
That was one of the things that we really challenged our kids at halftime, to step up the defense, and we had to make a couple of adjustments. But for the most part, you know, a lot like last time when we played them, I thought we really did a nice job of gap defense. And if you can, you know, stop Jackson from making that drive on a weak side, you can kind of keep them at bay. And, you know, and the other one we worried about was Tokheim getting down the lane on us, and because we know he's, you know, very capable of knocking down that 12 to 15 foot shot off the dribble, and you know, it's his favorite look. So I really thought our kids defensively did a nice job tonight.
Landon Ray led you with 18 points, hit 4 of your threes, and Caden Ladwig not far behind with 16 of his own.
Yeah, both of those guys have done a nice job of scoring for us, and you know, and Caden's able to go inside and outside both. He had a little run there in the middle where he got, I think, 3 straight baskets right in the middle of the lane when we kind of switched offenses and quit and did some subbing. But, you know, all of our kids are pretty capable of knocking down shots, and that's a nice thing to have.
Well, you carry your fourth win in a row now into tomorrow night. Not much time to take a breather hosting Denison Sleswig.
Yeah, just another step up to the 3A's again. And that's what we just got done talking about, matter of fact, is, you know, you've got to come out and challenge. You know, against Storm Lake, they were just so much more athletic than we were. And our kids worked hard, but we just didn't do a good job of maybe taking away some of the things that they did. And so our challenge tomorrow is, you know, to see, kind of slow Denison down a little bit. They got a great win the other night against St. Albert's, and that kind of scares me a little bit, you know. I felt pretty comfortable about 2 weeks ago when them and Mapleton had an overtime, and I thought, you know what, we can play with those guys. And, you know, so we know it's going to test us, and we're going to have to shoot the ball well.
For some of the locals that might want to attend tomorrow, do they start earlier in the day?
Yeah, the JV games will start. JV boys will be at the elementary school at 1 o'clock, and the JV girls will play at the high school at 1 o'clock. And then the girls varsity will start at 2:30 with the boys to follow.
All right. Good to know. Coach Brown, thanks a lot. Congrats on the win. Appreciate it. OABCIG Downs Ridgeview for the second time this year, 67-37.